Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Metro Nashville Public Schools is changing its funding policy for its pre-K program. The district had been segregating students based on how they pay, the Nashville Banner reports. Kids whose families qualify for state aid were put in one classroom. Those whose families paid tuition out of pocket were put in another. As a result, students at Inglewood Elementary and East Nashville ended up in racially segregated classrooms. Parents at the school spent the past year trying to get Metro to change its policy. MNPS tells the Nashville Banner the policy only impacted Inglewood Elementary, where the population is both ethnically and socioeconomically diverse. A spokesperson for the district said MNPS never intended to segregate its students. Nashville-based HCA Healthcare has taken a novel approach to the nursing shortage, buying the schools that train them. It just bought another one. The country's largest hospital operator acquired the College of Healthcare Professionals that operates 10 campuses across Texas, as well as an online program. The Nashville Business Journal reports the acquisition strategy started about 6 years ago with the purchase of Galen College of Nursing here in Nashville. Now, HCA operates Research College of Nursing in Kansas City, Missouri, and HCA Florida Mercy College of Nursing in Miami. It also helped launch Pepperdine University's nursing program. Those partnerships draw on students because they promise easier access to clinical placements. During nursing school, students do rotations in different clinical settings. It's for training and also to give them a better idea of the specialties they'd like to pursue. Schools typically have to build relationships with the hospitals and providers where that happens. The HCA affiliation makes that more seamless. It also gives HCA a say in what students need to learn, ensuring their education is tailored to the employer's needs. Advocates for homeless people are asking for approval to build a transitional housing facility in Franklin. It's called Stable House, a stable place for people to stay for a few months as they earn money and look for permanent housing. Plans for the 11,000-square-foot facility were presented to the Franklin Board of Mayor and Aldermen earlier this month. The proposal includes one structure with 66 beds, as well as 8 individual homes. It would be built by the Williamson County Housing Alliance, which has operated an emergency shelter space during extreme weather since 2019. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.